Dream 11 takes its game overseas. Fresh legal storm brews for crypto firm WazirX. VC firm Z47 doubles down on AI-first fintechs. Amazon to cut about 14,000 corporate jobs.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. First up, Dream 11 is taking its fantasy game globally, literally. After a pretty rough few months at home, the fantasy sports major has expanded to 11 international markets, including the US, UK, Australia, and the UAE. But here's the twist. It's not taking money from users anymore. Instead, Dream 11 is rolling out a free-to-play model overseas. Now, why does this matter? Because we all know that back home in India, new online gaming laws have basically benched Dream 11's earlier business model. Until recently, 95% of its revenues and all of its profits came from the paid contest, which are now off limits. Co-founder Harsh Jain has told Money Control that the company's pivot was necessary after the new rules hit. So Dream 11's now betting on advertising and sponsorships for its next innings. And mature markets like the US and the UK could be perfect testing grounds. They've already brought brands like Swiggy, AstroTalk, and Tata Neu on board and also launched something called Flex, which lets users create custom fantasy leagues with their own rules. And Dream Sports, the parent company, isn't stopping there. It's also piloting a personal finance app called Dream Money, where users can invest in gold and fixed deposits. So the fantasy leagues to finance, Dream 11 seems to be chasing a bigger dream this time. Now let's talk about crypto. Just when things were starting to look better for WazirX, India's homegrown crypto exchange, another storm is brewing. Remember that massive $230 million hack a few months ago? After the hack, WazirX allowed users to recover about 85% of their tokens. The Singapore court allowed its restructuring plan after a revote, with a staggering 95.7% of creditors backing it. But here's the catch. Some users who didn't lose tokens in the hack are unhappy. They say the plan unfairly socializes the losses, basically. Everyone's taking a hit, even those who weren't hacked. One such user went to the Madras High Court, which has now ordered WazirX to set aside their XRP tokens, a small but significant ruling. Why? Because the court allowed recognized crypto as non-tangible property. Now that's big. The case is now headed for arbitration, though there's a tug of war about where that should happen, India or Singapore, where WazirX's parent is based. Legal experts say this ruling could inspire more petitions from the 65 odd users who earlier lost similar cases. And with altcoin values crashing, some users' recovered tokens are worth barely half of what they were in January. So the crypto winter might be easing globally, but for WazirX, the storm clouds haven't cleared just yet. All right, let's move to something that's been everywhere this year, artificial intelligence. Venture firm Z47, which you probably remember as Matrix Partners India, is betting big on the future of financial tech. And the keyword here is AI first. In an interview with Money Control, Managing Director Vikram Vaidyanathan said that one in four of their investments are now in global companies with an India edge. Translation, startups that are building for the world, but from India. These companies are reimagining everything from lending to credit lines using tech and data. Z47's portfolio includes Finable, Ookla, and Grey Labs, all using AI for customer outreach, underwriting, and loan workflows. As Vaidyanathan put it, and I quote, "We're now seeing some of the most tech-enabled NBFCs ever, especially in SME and B2B lending." And on the consumer side, the rise of UPI-based credit lines is creating a wave of inclusion. Vaidyanathan noted that users now have credit lines of rupees 50,000 to 2 lakhs directly on UPI, a game changer, as he called it. And the firm isn't done. It's planning a $300 to $400 million fund post-2026 to back more of these bets. And the firm isn't done. It's planning a $300 to $400 million fund post-2026 to back more of these bets. As Vaidyanathan put it, as users adopt GPT and conversational interfaces, we're betting on those who can merge AI and digital trust. And finally, a story that's making waves across the global tech industry. Amazon is cutting about 14,000 corporate jobs. The company says it's trimming layers to streamline operations and manage ballooning AI investments. To put that in context, Amazon has about 1.56 million employees worldwide, of which around 3.5 lakh are corporate roles. The actual number could go as high as 30,000, spread across divisions including books, devices, services, and even its Wandry podcast arm. CEO Andy Jassy has hinted back in June that the adoption of generative AI would eventually reduce the company's total corporate workforce, and well, that future's arrived faster than expected. Amazon isn't alone, though. Across Silicon Valley, companies are using AI to write code, automate tasks, and replace repetitive roles, reshaping what corporate jobs even mean. This wave of restructuring reflects a broader shift from pandemic overhiring to AI-driven right-sizing. It's not just about cost cuts anymore, but about redefining the human role in a machine-assisted workplace. That's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and the Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Naina Sood signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.